I know. Exercise is a four-letter word, right? Exercise? Yeah. That's what I used to think. But did you know that just moderate levels of exercise, not marathon running, moderate levels 3 to 5 times a week will significantly reduce your risk of heart attack, diabetes and stroke? I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age. Now, if you were able to join me last week, you'll know that in this whole Healthy Living series, we had a bit of a chat about exercise. But if you heard that message, don't tune out, because we're kind of going to circle back and pick up something important that could change your life. I know that there are some people listening today who don't have easy access to motorized transport, and some people I know work really hard laboring in fields or whatever it is to earn their living. But for most of us, whether it's in the developed economies or in the developing world, physical exercise is becoming more and more rare. Way too many people are living sedentary existences. Even people who work in jobs that traditionally required heavy manual labour are now finding that automation and machinery are taking away much of the physical effort out of their jobs. And then you get to someone like me, and there are lots of us, who spend most of our working days sitting on our backsides in front of a computer screen. When we need something, we hop into the car or we catch a bus, and so for much of my adult life, I did almost no exercise whatsoever. And here's the thing that I know. The less exercise you do, the less you want to do. As I said at the beginning of the program, I used to look at all those people out there exercising and think they were like, I don't know, religious fanatics. Fancy going out there and deliberately working up a sweat. What's that all about? Deep down, I knew that my sedentary lifestyle wasn't exactly making me healthy. And when you added to that a diet high in refined carbohydrates, sugars and the like, I was cruising for a life of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. I was almost an absolute Monty for a heart attack or a stroke. It won't surprise you to know that my father died of complications related to type 2 diabetes, and it seemed that I was hell-bent on walking in his footsteps. The single biggest statistical indicator of an impending heart attack isn't your blood triglyceride or cholesterol levels, although they're pretty good indicators. The strongest statistical predictor of an impending heart attack or stroke is a lack of exercise. Add to that a bit more fat on the upper body than you know you should have, and there you are, you're a sitting duck. Inactive men, for instance, have nearly 4 times the risk of developing diabetes compared with moderately physically active men. Active lifestyle, by the way, is also linked with significantly reduced risks of cancer. And the exercise is the key factor, the key factor, in preventing disability as you grow old. People who exercise regularly have a substantially lower risk of becoming disabled later in their lives. In fact, the research clearly demonstrates that disability is not an inevitable part of aging. It can easily be defined by moderate physical activity starting now. It's also a key overall factor in your longevity of life. Are you getting the hint here? Am I making you feel just a bit uncomfortable by being this direct about all this stuff? Oh, good, because that's what's meant to be happening. If you're one of the people who is where I used to be, I want to sink in that you are cruising towards a certain early demise, if not immediate death, then unhealthy, uncomfortable living. Now, I've talked a lot this past week and a half about dietary choices and the impact of those on your health, your well-being, and your lifespan. If you've missed some of those messages, I'll tell you in a moment how you can catch them up online. Today, I want to tell you some things that are going to get you motivated to start introducing deliberate exercise into your routine. 3 simple things to get you moving. Here's the first one. Some exercise is better than no exercise. Let me say it again. Some exercise is better than no exercise. And you'd be surprised at how low a level of exercise starts to reduce your risks of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. You ready? A brisk walk for a half an hour at least 3 times a week will significantly improve your health outcomes. Every day or most days is better, but just 3 half-hour walks a week at whatever constitutes a brisk pace for your level of fitness is all it takes. When I started out, a brisk walk with all the extra weight I was carting around was much, much slower than a brisk walk is for me today. Today I walk at around 7.5 kilometres an hour. Back then it was well under 5 kilometres an hour. It doesn't matter. The point is that some exercise is better than no exercise at all. Are you getting this? I know you don't have the time, do you? You have a long commute, you have kids to worry about, you're working long hours. I know all of the excuses under the sun. I used to use them all. Remember to tell them to your cardiologist when you're lying on a stretcher in the emergency ward trying to make it through your heart attack, will you? At some point, we all need to come to grips with how ridiculous the I don't have time excuse really is. If you don't have time to exercise, then you'd better make time to be sick or dead. Here's the second simple thing that is going to get you moving. Learn to exercise your options. We don't all love the same thing. I absolutely love walking. One of my best mates hates walking. He finds it boring. Okay then, choose something that you enjoy. Some people love to get on a treadmill and watch TV or listen to music or a podcast. Others like me love walking around the park or the neighbourhood. A guy I used to work with, Ron, he's retired now. He loved swimming in the mornings, and now, in his mid-70s, he owns a sheep farm and he is as fit as a fiddle. There are so many options, and most of them, people, are free. Just pick one. Pick the one you like. Pick the one you're going to enjoy, and do some moderate level of exercise regularly. There's never a time where I'm telling you to become a marathon runner. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that very heavy exercise, particularly as you age, creates a lot of free radicals, reduces your immune system, severely puts stress on your bones and your joints as you get older. Moderate exercise at a brisk pace, 3, 4, 5 times a week for a half an hour, is all we're talking about. Here's the third bit of great news. When you exercise moderately, you're going to change your dietary choices almost automatically. Why? There's a simple psychology that when you invest time and energy in a bit of exercise, you're not going to want to undo it all by shoving a packet of crisps or a bar of chocolate or some soft drink down your gullet. And really, I found that the positive reinforcement of moderate exercise really helped me change my dietary behaviours, which contributed significantly to my weight loss. It doesn't matter what age you're at, what fitness level you're at, what level of well-being you're at, how you feel. It is never too late to start with some moderate exercise. And the wonderful thing is this amazing body that your God's given you will start to guide you as to what the right level of exercise is for you. Just start off with something that works for you, something that's absolutely right for you to do. If you aim too high, you'll fail because your body will scream at you and won't be able to cope. And little by little, as your fitness levels improve and your dietary behaviours change, you end up feeling so much better. Yesterday afternoon, I went down to the local gym that I'm a member of, which is in itself a miracle, and I ran and walked 6 kilometres in 45 minutes. I worked up a sweat, I pumped some iron, I came home feeling fantastic. Now, I was hungry when I got home in the afternoon, so I wolfed down some leftover salad that was in the fridge, which was fantastic. That is such a long way away from the days when I was grossly overweight, and I'd have a couple of packets of chips and feel tired and lethargic and go to bed and not sleep well. Exercise begins by taking the first step. Remember, some exercise is better than no exercise at all. Your life depends on it. There have been so many fad diets, lotions, potions promoted as the holy grail of weight loss and health down through the years that honestly, it's easy to imagine that the things we're talking about on the program in this series, Healthy Living to a Ripe Old Age, is just another one of those. It's not. It's the best science available to us today, and it works. Okay, be skeptical. That's good. So don't just believe me. Have a listen to Professor Tim Noakes, one of the world's leading authorities on weight loss today. I managed to record a TV interview with him a little while back, and you can watch that interview online at 25kgs.com. It's that easy, 25kgs.com. It runs for about 25 minutes or so, and honestly, what Professor Noakes has to say is a complete game changer. So if you've been struggling with your weight all your life, or perhaps someone you know, go to 25kgs.com and watch the interview. With all my heart, I believe that God wants you to live a healthy life to a ripe old age. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday. with a different perspective.